In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. There is a beauty and a danger to Scripture. The beauty is that we learn so much from it. We are exposed to so much, and we benefit so much. The danger is that sometimes we hear beautiful stories so many times that we are desensitized to them. They don't mean as much anymore. Of course, we've all heard of the prodigal son. Of course, we've all heard of the boy who took his father's goods, went, wasted them, and then returned. Of course, we've all understood the principle of this story told by our Lord Jesus Christ is that we should always be able to come back if we feel lost, no matter what mistake we have made, no matter how much a mess of our lives, no matter what sins we have committed. It doesn't matter. We can always come back. And while that is true, and while that is right, there is an element of this story that I want us to focus on this morning. You see, it is a beautiful story. It is a beautiful story that tells us not only that we will always be accepted when we return, but tells us very importantly that it is good to return. It is a beautiful thing to return. Two scenarios come to mind. Those of you who drive, and those of you who may have been going somewhere in particular, maybe for the first time, and for some of us, maybe for the 10th time, and you're on that road, and you are traveling to that destination, and you suddenly become lost. And then you become more lost. And in trying to fix the situation, you become even more lost. And you're becoming late for an appointment. You don't know if you're going to get there. You're anxious, you're angry, you're alarmed, you're a bit frightened, you don't know where you are anymore, and it just escalates. The feeling of anxiety escalates because we don't know where we are. And suddenly, from a distance, you see a sign that reassures you. You know that you are back on the right road, and you approach, and as you approach, you see signs that you know. You see features and characteristics you know, and you suddenly feel that you have arrived. That feeling of comfort, that feeling of reassurance, that feeling of having been lost, anxious, frightened, but suddenly you're now somewhere that is familiar. Somewhere that you know, somewhere that is your destination. That is the feeling of our return to God. That is the feeling of the prodigal son. We all become lost at one stage of our lives. All of us. We're maybe lost to different degrees. We're maybe lost doing different things. We're maybe lost doing more or less dangerous things. But we're all lost some way, somehow, at some time. And the most beautiful feeling in the world, the most reassuring feeling, the most comforting feeling, is to feel that you have found your way again. Second scenario is being out on a bitter cold night, on a journey that just seems to be getting longer. No matter how much you wear, no matter how covered up, no matter how you try to seek refuge, it's still bitter cold. And then there is that feeling that we're all far too familiar with, where you walk into a front door where it's warm, it's comfortable, it's familiar, and suddenly your body eases up. The muscles that have been tensed and vibrating and moving to try to keep you warm, suddenly come into an environment that is warm and is safe, and they ease. and the tension is gone. In the world, we find much tension. In the world, we're constantly doing things to reassure ourselves, whether it's trying to fit in, or trying to be someone we're not, or trying to do things that maybe are not natural for us, trying to be accepted, trying to feel that we're not anxious, even though deep down we feel the cold, but we're trying to compensate for it. We're trying to make up for it. We look perfectly confident on the outside, but on the inside we're shaken. And that causes tension. We're living in so many directions, in so many lives, in so many ways, among so many people. And we're tense. And it's only when we come back into that fatherly embrace. Imagine that time when you're lost on the road and cold and you don't know where you're going. And suddenly you make a decision to return. And following the decision, you arise and you start your journey back. And as you journey back, from a distance, you see your father expecting condemnation, expecting criticism, expecting anger, expecting harshness, but in actual fact, you see him coming towards you. Not even walking towards you, but running towards you. And just as you're opening your mouth, and just as you're saying, "I'm not worthy," he silences you with an embrace. He silences you with his warmth and his love, telling you you are now home, telling you you are no longer cold, and telling you that you are back where you belong. This is a feeling that is open to all of us, available to all of us, and can be ours today if we seek it. And glory be to God forever. Amen.